Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Happy Friday, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. That is the Great Space Hog, is the name of that band. Benjamin, did you know that?
I did not know that.
Such a feel-good tune. In the meantime, feels like a song just gets you ready for, you know, good times. Maybe you had some good times and makes you feel good. Feels good after a dub last night, I'll tell you that, or yesterday morning, I should say. We are Ben and Woods. We are on 97.3, The Fan. Number one station in San Diego. Suck it. Right? I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He is our executive producer. Paulie is also handling our YouTube feed. You can watch us on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com. Search Ben and Woods. You'll see it. Click on that. I got a nice little community building over there on YouTube. They call it the Junior GM meeting in there right now. So all the Junior GMs, very happy. Many of us left confused about yesterday's outcome because, well, you know, you spend your time. Benjamin Higgins also joins us, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. You spend your time, Ben, picking this team apart, and then they come out and they have a performance like that, and you're just kind of confused as to what's going on right now with the San Diego Padres. But we got a couple guests that can line it up for us today.
Well, good morning, first of all, everybody. Happy Friday to you. Good to be here. Paulie.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Is he a completely different person today than he was yesterday?
Yeah,
a little bit. Is this what we're going to live with for the rest of the season? Because you, Woods, have a good life. You've got a wife, nice kids. I mean, looks like a beautiful...
I do have a wife and nice kids.
You look like it's like you get a beautiful home.
Our home is great.
You have lots of things to be happy about and thankful for.
But I am.
You can't ride this roller coaster as intensely as you've been riding it. You were.
I can and I will.
So miserable yesterday. So miserable yesterday because the Padres lost in the ninth inning, and now today you come in and you're a completely different person.
Yeah, I can.
You know this is a baseball season.
I can and I will.
A football season.
I'm not seeing a whole lot of you practicing what you preach as far as...
You're right. Paulie.
We can't live and die with every game. It's a long season. You're not going to make it.
Today is National Leave Work Early Day, and I'm about to storm out Steve on both of your asses this morning. If you guys haven't learned this about me yet, I like calling people out. I don't like being called out. Does that make sense to either of you?
Yeah, I get it.
It's called, you know what I call it? It's hypocrisy. I'm a big hypocrite. Live this way. I'm just happy. Today's Friday.
I'm glad.
It was a big win. It was nice. You know, I wasn't super bummed yesterday. I was pretty bummed.
I had a, you know, I had a nice day. I played golf with my dad and my brother, and they asked me, how is Woods doing? And I had to honestly say,
I don't know.
Look at the box score, and you'll find out how Woods is doing. Did the Padres lose yesterday? He's a miserable, you know, curmudgeon. He's a miserable guy. Did they win? He's great. He's happy. He's in a good mood. He loves coming into work. Did they lose? He wishes he could be somewhere else.
Anywhere
he
else.
Hates this job. He hates everything.
I really... You know that, have you guys seen the meme of Randy Macho Man Savage sitting somewhere, he's got one leg up and he's looking out into the ocean. Paulie, have you seen that one? Ben probably has no idea who Randy Macho Man Savage is. That's me after a Padres L. And it's, again, it's mostly because you got to come in here and you got to parse it out and this guy needs to be fired and it's when I come in and I'm happy after a win, you know what it is? It's relief. It's relief because the four-hour show is going to be on a better plane. Does that make sense? I'm not necessarily living and dying with every loss. Like, these losses aren't gutting me. It's the coming in and doing the show and going, all right, so, 17 strikeouts. This guy's got to be canned. And then, like, and you get people calling going, Bob Melvin needs to rip the base out of the ground. It's the bad takes kind of weigh me down after a while. That's what it is. You come in today, the sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The coffee tastes delicious. Everything feels better because you don't have to listen to that crap. You don't have to read that crap for 4 hours.
But it shouldn't necessarily be that way.
I understand.
Padres didn't fix every single one of their problems with one 10-1 victory.
What is our record in June?
1-0.
How many runs did we score in June?
We've outscored the opponent by a factor of 10 in June. Yes, and if they keep that up and they outscore their opponents 10 times every day this month, it's going to be a really good month of June.
April is done. May is done. June starts now. Hottest team in baseball, your San Diego Padres. Right now, this moment. Hottest team in baseball, ripped off 10 runs yesterday.
Best team in the month of June.
Best team in the month of June, by far. By far. I didn't see the other scores last night. Probably didn't score 10 runs. I know that. How's our offense looking in June? Ryan Flaherty should get a promotion instead of a demotion.
Well, what about the first three innings when they went 9-up, 9-down?
I texted you guys. I go, 5 Ks in the first 6 batters. Today's going to suck. No, I get it. I know what you're saying. I'm just in a good mood. I'm happy when they win, and I'm not so happy when they lose because the bad takes that have come out of this city have been staggering. We used to do a bit called Dip S Tweets. And we could do 14 hours of a radio program featuring nothing but horrid, horrid baseball takes. And that really is what has weighed me down this year. It's been the awful take. So, after a day like today, you feel pretty good about how the team played. And I do. I like seeing new guys contribute. I like all that, man.
Well, Heather in the chat says, Woods said he would be like this if they won yesterday, and
I
did.
So I did. You asked me.
Why are you too surprised? I'm not surprised.
You said,
Heather,
how will you feel if they win? I go, elated was my exact word.
I think exasperated is more of the word, not surprised, with Woods' emotional swings. Well, how did you celebrate then the 10-1 win last night?
Oh.
Just blow it out?
No. Again, at home, I'm very measured after the game, before the game, you know.
You take the kids somewhere, you get something nice to eat.
So what did we do? We actually had a day yesterday we had to do. Both kids had to go to the dentist. And so they knew that going in. They were very domed out about it. But we took them into the dentist. I went with Hannah, so it was a family affair. Go into the dentist. We throw them up on the chair. They get their little teeth, you know, looked at and flossed and polished. And, man, both of them, not a tear, just followed the directions. It was the sweetest. Bo was holding Taylor's hand while Taylor went. I mean, it was awesome. They did so well. So then we went after, and we asked Bo, hey, if you're brave, you get to pick where we want dinner. You're where we're going to get dinner. And he goes, I want Mexican food. I said, great.
I'm impressed.
I know. Yeah, right? True San Diegan. And so we went to Jorge's. As you know, we love Jorge's.
Right by my house.
Right by your house. Actually, no.
Oh, you went to the other one?
The one by Rite Aid.
By Santa Guido. By Santa Fe.
Yeah, that's where we went.
No, they're the same.
Same deal.
Still have that really good chicken soup that you can get at Jorge's.
The best. Yeah. So we go down to Jorge's. We all eat, and it was awesome. It was awesome. It was a great family night after a nice Padres win. It was a, you know, you had to mix the dentist in there. Taylor did S his pants in the dentist chair. So that was fun. As he had
it's to like bread meet bread. Padres win.
Padres win.
Dentist.
Dentist plus doo-doo in a diaper that reeked. And you're not going to rip him off there and go change his diaper in the middle of the procedure. So that was fun. And then you have to, then you go out to dinner. But no, Jorge's. And then you know the move, right? You go to Jorge's, you eat your food. If you guys are good, you eat all your food. Guess where you go next? You go to Rite Aid and get the ice cream from Thrifty's.
Thrifty ice cream.
It's the greatest ice. It's the second greatest ice cream known to man. So you go into Thrifty, you get an ice cream, and that was our family night.
You know, I enjoy going to Jorge's.
Me too.
It's weird when you're waiting for the food. They actually have, for me, it's like entertainment on the walls.
I know exactly what you're going to say. Bo is the same way, and I'm the same way. They have two giant maps on the wall. Giant maps.
I mean, it doesn't really make sense.
It really doesn't. It was like, we need something here.
Shop, yeah.
Right. We need something here. There's not like a big map with pins in it. Here are all the Jorge's locations across the world. No, that would make sense. There's a world map over here, and then there's a USA map here. I mean, and so Bo loves maps. Loves maps. So that's what we did. We looked at the maps.
I mean, I like maps. I just sit and stare at them.
I do too. And Bo goes, where are we? Here. Where do Gabby and Pops live? They live here in Texas. Where's Chicago? So I show him Chicago. He can do it all day. So in my mind, I'm like, I think I should get a big ass map for the house and you know, hang it at the crib and teach these kids a little something. So it was great, man. I don't mean to be bipolar. Paulie has called me out. He's right. I've yelled at the audience. I'm like, yo, long season, relax. It's going to be fine. But I'm in a good mood because I really enjoyed what I saw yesterday. And I did have a nice day with my family and it's the weekend. It's been a short week. It's been a productive week. And I do apologize for my bipolarity as it pertains to this.
As you said, we have a pretty good Friday show for you. Some of our regulars, including Craig Elston, will be with us at 7:35. It's been a couple of weeks, I think, since we've had a full Crossing Stream segment, on a Friday at least, because we've been off and he went to Disneyland one Friday. So
we had him on.
We had him on earlier week.
We bitched. All we did was bitch about the Padres. And then at the very last second, he was like, hey.
We had him on. We were off last Friday. I think we had him on Thursday.
Yeah, and he goes, go watch so-and-so, whatever it was. So, we'll do a full segment with him. But no, man, I'm in a really good mood. It's Friday. How was your guy? You played golf. That was good. You got your son's graduation tonight.
Correct. Today, this afternoon.
Today.
It's like 2 o'clock, yeah.
Man, what a feeling.
It's amazing. I mean, you talked about taking your kids to the dentist. Feels like 5 minutes ago we were doing that. Same tears. It was always difficult. Now they take themselves to the dentist.
It's so...
I'm barely even a dad anymore. They're fully grown people.
That's the thing. Like, and I don't know about you. You probably don't. But there's these sponsored ads that keep popping up on my Instagram. And they have, like, the really sad song behind them. Like, I don't know. They're just like a sweet melody, and they're like, realize that you'll only get maybe 12 Christmases with Santa Claus. Realize that your child will only get 17 summers. And I'm sitting there reading this at home. I'm like, like it's just all it just hits me. And so now, as you sit here today, a dad that's you know helped raise these two boys. And your youngest is graduating high school. You're like, now who knows what the future may hold? It's not like he's slinging a bag over his shoulder tonight.
No.
Going, Dad, Mom, I love you guys. We'll see you around. Like it's
and
not going to work.
It's not
that
like
way.
You know they still don't need a little advice from Dad.
Of course,
it's we're not done.
By advice, you mean cash.
Yeah, that's
you mean
part
hard,
of it. Yeah,
cold hard cash.
Yeah,
they've
made some of their own as well of that
yep.
too. Happens less and less where they're asking me and they just go out and get what they want and do what they want at this point. But yeah, just appreciate it at this age, even the inconveniences like the dirty diapers and the tears at the dentist.
No, I do. I really have been in that headspace of trying to really, really appreciate the good and the bad every single day. So, man, just well, congratulations to you guys. You've done a great job. Congratulations to Graham for graduating. It is an accomplishment, despite what anybody says. Like, it is a, it's tough to get through high school, and I don't mean the grades. I don't mean, you know, the work. It's just hard getting through high school, you know, dating, breakups, bullies, you know, these days, God knows, you're fearing for your life every day almost.
Did he like high school? Did he like his high school experience? Or was he kind of ready to just
I think
on?
He was more ready for it to be over by the end. He certainly had parts of it that he definitely liked.
Sure. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, yeah, not at all.
I think at the end he's been like,
in fact, I would say that
looking
the people
at the watch
that,
going, let's go, let's get this done with. We're over. Come
I think
on.
We all know people that peaked in high school.
100%.
You had a
man.
Great 4 years.
Man, you slayed it.
But you're going to be wearing that Letterman's jacket in 15 years.
Buddy, and you're going to be in our town. You know, I mean, it's not a knock, but 95% of the people of my friends, all married girls from our high school. They all stayed behind in Grapevine, Colleyville, Texas. And, you know, they have great lives. They have big houses because it's dirt cheap. It was dirt cheap there when they all bought their houses. They all go to the same bars. They all know each other. They all sell, which is great. I couldn't do it, man. It was not for me. I needed to stretch my wings a little bit. So certainly not a knock on them. Everyone's doing great, but good for him. Good for you guys. Should be a how long is that ceremony going
to
be?
You know, that's a question. I asked him how many grads there were. He wasn't sure. There's definitely a few hundred, and they have to read every single name. So we were trying to do the math. It's like if each name takes 5 seconds, then that part of the program will be close to an hour. Just of the reading of the names. But if the rest of the program goes decently fast, it could be under 2 hours before it's all said and done.
Ooh, mamacita. JWW says these kids have it way harder than we did. I can't imagine going through high school with cell phones and social media. No chance. There's no chance. It's terrible.
We had cell phones, but you didn't really have like the internet.
Yeah, so much harder now than it was when we did, in my opinion. So there we go. Little dad chat for you, a little Padres chat. Should be a great, great show. As Ben mentioned, you know, Sarah's coming up at 8:35.
By the way.
Craig Elston.
We got it.
We got what?
We got it. What have you and me been working on for, I don't know.
No.
A year now?
The number?
We got it.
The number?
About 8 minutes ago.
All right.
It's done. We got it.
Sound the alarm. Ben has no idea what we're talking about. Paulie and I just
pulled it.
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, we got it.
This is the culmination, Ben, of a...
No joke.
Literally a six-month project.
At least 6 months.
Six-month project that Paul and I have been working on.
Without half
you,
of a year.
You have had... Literally no
Has there
idea.
Been secret meetings?
That's just as long as we've been working
getting
on
together.
It. It's been ongoing for probably 3 years.
That's true.
Getting together after the show in secret closets here at Odyssey to discuss something without me.
Oh, my God.
All right. So 6:15, what do you need? 45, 50? Yeah,
give me 7 o'clock. I'll have it ready.
You guys, at 7 o'clock.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited for this. Are you not excited?
Well,
you
I can't be excited because I don't know what you're talking about. And honestly, I'm probably more nervous because I don't know what I'm talking about than excited.
Okay. Okay. Oh, my God. Finally, the day has come. And you guys are going to, you're going to love this, man. You're going to love this. So, Paulie's going to get to work. And I can't wait. I can't wait to see.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to see how it all works.
I have dreamed about
his face. The color is kind of draining from his face a little bit. But he's also a little bit used to this.
I have thought about this day.
I have, too. I've been waiting for it.
For months.
Simon says, Ben's scared. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, Ben's a little scared right now.
Oh, my God. All right, 7 a.m. Be ready here on Ben and Woods.
I cannot wait.
Who's Diddy, is it?
It's me.
Oh, all right. Billy Diddy.
Yeah, everyone gets one choice this week. Frank, me, you, and now Paul. Feel good songs. You guys feel good right now for
we
sure.
We feel so good right
Maybe
now.
I'll just make that my song. No, we'll wait.
No, you got to
get it done.
Get it done.
Make sure it's
perfect.
Celebratory Padres wrap-up coming up. Paulie has the about damn time light on for a victory. We will get into all of it after our Daily Diddy coming up next on a Friday. Glad to have everybody with us heading into the weekend. with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station. Let's see how Kelly's doing. Get our first check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
About letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pick by Paulie, Learn to Fly by the Foo Fighters. They got a new drummer. As we talked about last year when the great Taylor Hawkins passed away unexpectedly. So sad. It was awful. They did the tribute concert, which was the best. It was the best. And then, you know, you wonder.
Like a six-hour show in September at Wembley.
You wonder, will they soldier on? And that's... I never really had a doubt that they would. And Dave Grohl, one of the most... You think about what he's gone through in his career, losing Kurt Cobain, losing Taylor Hawkins. And they got a guy, though, Paulie, Josh Freese, who's unbelievable and has played with everyone. And he is going to reinvigorate that band. And it is a perfect, perfect replacement. So
hard, though, to step into the shoes of someone who was so beloved and great, and to be the next person in that line.
No question.
We have done the exact opposite.
Correct.
In our careers.
In our entire career.
Actually, incredible success.
When you replace a turd, it's much easier to be loved.
It really
is. If you replace a turd.
When you think like in sports terms, like coming in and being the next guy.
Who's the next guy?
Like the next closer after Trevor Hoffman retired or left.
Who was it?
I think it was Heath Bell.
He did okay. Yeah.
He did well stepping in, but it's so hard to sometimes be that next guy.
You think about who was the next shortstop after Jeter in New York? I don't know. I don't even remember. Oh, Didi Gregorius.
Yeah.
And he did okay for a couple years.
Or, you know, coaches like who replaced Joe Torre as manager.
Yeah, you got
a successful guy who steps down, calls his own shot, gets to leave when he wants to. Or...
You got to be it takes a very special person to be able to do that, to come in and replace somebody. You know, and this guy has done it. He's done it. He's toured with some of the biggest bands in the world, played with some of the biggest bands in the world, is a phenomenal drummer. And they're back on the road, man, doing what they do. That's what they do.
Well, look, you know, Learn to Fly puts me in a good mood.
Of course.
It's one of their upbeat songs. Great, love it.
Yes.
And no surprise here, Foo Fighters, my favorite band. I mean, I call them my generation's Rolling Stones kind of a thing.
All right, settle down over there.
My generation. All right,
settle down.
The best band, the best rock band going right now.
Someone has to be his generation's Rolling Stones.
I guess.
You could do a lot worse than picking the Foo Fighters.
And you know what? You're right, because it's not like the Stones, every album they put out was a banger. They put out some doo-doo albums, too.
Right.
And Foo Fighters, I want Dave to
What's it been, 25 years
longer
now?
Than that.
For Foo Fighters?
Yeah, roughly around there.
Call it 25 years. They've hit a lot more than they've missed.
I want them to put out a good song again.
I lied to you earlier this morning. We were talking about them. The album's out today.
It is out today.
So I know what I'll be doing.
All right. I'm going to give it a listen. And I've been disappointed like the last four times that a new record's come out. So
their last album before this one was not great.
Crap.
Now, I heard I think they released three singles from the new album. I've only listened to one because I didn't want to listen to every song on the album like weeks out at a time. I wanted to hear the whole thing all at once. I heard the single that they did. I think it was Under You. It sounds like a classic Foo Fighters song. They didn't change anything. They didn't experiment at all. And I can see the argument either side of that. Like, I want these people, you know, these artists that I like to expand their horizons a little bit and experiment and try things new. It's a high risk.
Do you believe
I like the classic stuff?
An album, a good album, is like a baseball lineup. Like the order of the songs matters,
and you have to listen to them in the order.
I turn Shuffle off on Spotify when there's a new album that I want to listen to, and I start at number one. It was designed that way for a reason.
Any guy that's ever been in a band, any musician that has been responsible for putting together a track list. Not as hard as actually writing and composing the songs and producing them, but it's up there when they're like, all right, this is definitely, like, imagine us sitting in a room going, all right, best of Ben and Woods. This has to start. This has got to be the first one. No, this hits a little harder.
Well, let's do this one before this one. Lead into each other.
I know.
Like in a baseball lineup, you know you've got a couple of superstars.
Yeah, some bangers.
At least you feel like, okay, these songs are going to carry the lineup, but do we want to put them right up front? Do we want to save one for near the end, you know, to maybe pick up the...
I don't know. Has any band or artist ever put their best song on an album, like, at track number 13?
See, you bring up a good point because the next time I have a theme is
not always number one.
It's not always number one.
I mean, if this was baseball, you'd put it pretty early in the lineup, though. You want to set the tone.
I would guess, just thinking of albums that I know by heart, like it's like the sweet spot's like number three,
two, three.
Two, three, four.
Yeah, your best
hitter
is 2-3. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But some bands, like one of my favorite Pearl Jam songs is the last song on their first record release. It's the slowest song on the album. They'll open with that, and that I don't agree with.
I know what I would think. I think, okay, this song is definitely good. It's not our best, but it's good enough.
Seven.
That could be one. And then maybe something a little bit more different for number two.
You don't think you got to come out of the You don't think you got to come out of the gate
it's
with
weird.
A banger?
Well, I don't think you're going to lose anyone in the first. If they bought the album, you're not going to lose them in the first couple of songs. So you don't need your best right
Save
off the
this.
Bat.
I want to do this. We're out of time, but this is like my favorite thing we've ever talked about, and I need to.
I
do
think
some
it's
research.
Totally different album versus seeing them in concert. As far as how they set up the playlist.
The last time I saw Pearl Jam, they opened with one of their slowest and worst songs ever. It put me in the worst mood. They opened with a song called Sometimes, which is, it's garbage. And I'm sitting there fired up. I haven't seen them in years. I'm like, here we go. And they open, Sometimes I Cry. And I'm like, oh my God, what are we doing here? And it really ruined the whole experience for me. And so, concert's different. You got to come out. We're here. Let's go. Everyone
it doesn't
on your
even
feet.
Necessarily have to be your biggest single or your
no,
quote unquote best song.
Come out
but it's
got
to have that energy of like, all right, the show is starting.
Yes.
Well, there's a topic for a future time that Woods would like to
on an off day.
Explore a little bit more in the future. We do have to get to our Padres wrap up. Obviously,
well, we get to our Padres wrap up.
One of
today.
The better games of the season for your San Diego Padres. We'll get all the highlights and analyze what happened yesterday in Miami in the road trip. Finale coming up next with Ben and Wood. Stick around on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by SC Johnson Off. Welcome back, Ben and Woods. Get to our Padres wrap-up here in a second. Woods was texting yesterday trying to decide whether or not to pull a little money down on Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Big number. Heat were 9-point underdogs.
Yeah, so Heat plus 9. I'm like, oh, well, you're playing well. Big win.
They made it interesting for you in the end, at least with the point spread. The game was never that interesting. Denver dominated throughout. They were up by over 20 in the second half. The Heat went on an 11-0 run, pulled within 10. I think they got within 9 with like 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play, but ended up losing by 11 as Denver takes game one.
Fairly close to the number, you know, fairly close to the number. But, yeah, I watched a little bit of it. Denver looked surprisingly well rested and ready to play. And Miami,
what happens when you win in 5?
Miami surprisingly looked a little bit ragged and a little bit beaten down.
7-game series, and they're playing at altitude in game one. Yep. The Nuggets took advantage with the 104-93 win. Triple double in his first NBA Finals game for Nikola Jokic.
It's great,
that guy's a machine.
You know what's cool about this finals is that both teams are made up of some pretty good dudes, right? Like, there's no real hateable Aaron Gordon. Mm-hmm. He's awesome. What a great, great dude that guy is. And of course, Jimmy Butler is fantastic. Bam Adebayo is fantastic. Like, all these dudes are good guys. Whoever wins it, you're like, you know what? Kick ass. You guys deserve it.
Jamal Murray almost had a triple-double as well. Just needed, I think, 4 more rebounds would have gotten there. He's the difference, though. He's been hurt the last couple of years. Yeah. And I forget who it was. It was maybe Spoelstra who said, we thought these guys looked really good in the bubble. And if it had not been for Murray getting hurt, they would have been doing this year after year. That's the Nuggets are that good. And we're just finally seeing them healthy this year. And, well, they're the one seed. They swept the Lakers, and now they're up 1-0 on the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals.
We don't talk a ton of basketball on this show, so I'm not surprised that we haven't dove into this. But The Miami Heat got to be one of the best sports franchises, at least in the last 20, 30 years.
No doubt. Yeah.
Seven trips to the finals in the last since 2006.
No doubt, man.
I mean, that's
no doubt.
That's pretty incredible. It's under the radar,
Paulie,
right?
Paulie, the state of Florida is this weird hotbed for all kinds of really, really, really good sports. And I know it's a huge state. It would be like the state of California. It's different, but a lot of Floridian franchises have won championships and or made the finals or had really, really good seasons. Like, Florida's really, I mean, it's like Massachusetts was that, you know, for that
so,
little
so
run
is
that
California.
They had.
I mean, California and Florida, I think, are your two best professional sports states.
Well, if I asked you who's the best basketball team in the last 20 years, you probably wouldn't say the Miami Heat.
No, you probably wouldn't.
Probably say the Golden State Warriors still, but
yeah,
you know,
that's California.
I, the Heat, to me, I didn't know we were going to get into this now, though. Their equivalent is like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Consistency in management. They had Pat Riley as coach, and then they bumped him up to president, and Spoelstra got promoted, was their like video guy who gets, you know, just in the organization all the way through, and then he's been the guy for what, 15 to 20 years
now? Yeah, because he coached the big three, right?
Consistency. Yeah. In, consistency in the front office, consistency
he's
in management.
Awesome, dude.
Which is something.
You don't panic when you have one bad season every once in a while.
And that's something I think we could all take a page from.
They Eric
stay Spoelstra the course.
Started as a film kid.
Yeah, that's unreal.
With the Heat.
That's
and
unreal.
Worked his way up to the best coach.
He's like Nate Shelley, the Wonderkind. Mm-hmm. The Wonder Kid.
Mm-hmm.
And on Ted Lasso.
By the way, it's Wonderkind.
Well, Wunderkind is the German, but of course, you know, he said Wonder Kid.
I'm the Wonder Kid. He had a nice little.
I haven't seen the last episode yet, so we'll just we'll wait on that.
That's fine.
All right, we need to get to our Padres wrap up. That is coming up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game?
Did you catch a game last night?
Well, we've got you covered.
Thank you.
It's the Padres Wrap-Up with Ben and Woods.
Go! It's our house right here, baby!
Presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else. On 97.3 The Fan.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
It's about damn time.
2-2 to Sanchez. And that's hit hard in the air, deep to left field. This one way back, gonna go. A line drive, home run for Gary Sanchez. His first as a Padre, and they take a 1-0 lead here in the third. Here's a 3-2. Sanchez hits it in the air to left field. De La Cruz is back. He's at the wall. Gary did it again. Second consecutive game of the home run for Gary Sanchez. He now has more home runs this year than any other Padre catcher. And the Pods add on 3-1 here in the fifth. Long pause now. The pitch, and that's lined into center field. A base hit. Tatis again started back. Now he'll come home and score. Davis's throw cut off behind the mound. And an RBI single for Brandon Dixon, who has driven in two. And the Padres lead it 4-1. And Cronenworth breaks his bat, grounds it up the middle. That'll go into center field and a base hit. Bogarts comes in to score. Dixon on his way to third. And Jake's first hit of the series, an RBI single to make it 5-1 here in the sixth. And Sanchez hits it on the ground up the middle into center field and a base hit. Dixon has scored. Cronenworth's on his way. He will score. A two-run single for Gary Sanchez, who has had quite a series in Miami. And the Padres open it up 7-1 here in the sixth. Owing set the pitch. And Fernando hammers it down the left field line. That's a fair ball going all the way to the corner. Sanchez has scored. Nola has scored. On his way, Ha-Seong Kim. He will score. Fernando standing at second with a three-run double. And the Padres have broken it wide open. 10-1 here in the sixth.
The Prince, 3-for-4, 3 doubles, 4 runs batted in. Maybe his best game of the season. And he did something that no one else in baseball has done all year long, Woods. He is the first player with 4 exit velos of over 107 miles an hour in the same game. Now, he didn't
no get, Aaron Judge.
Didn't get
no.
enough lift on any of them to get them out of the yard. But if the name of the game and I believe it is, when you are at home plate, is simply
barreling,
hitting the ball hard, barreling it, and then
damage.
You know, let fate take its course and where it ends up going. Then no one has had as good of a game as Fernando Tatis Jr. did yesterday in Major League Baseball.
Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic victory. It did feel dicey at the beginning of the game. We had talked about earlier in the week Bob Melvin's comments, Ben, about this team needs to get in the mindset that they're never out of it, right? And we need to believe that we can come back from a 5-6 run deficit. Now, this wasn't that yesterday, but it was shaping up to be ugly. Jesus Luzardo was disgusting. Struck out the five of the first six guys that he faced, and you're going, oh, no. Bob also talked about after the game how, yes, they realized he was nasty. They had an approach. They stuck to it. They eventually got to him and were able to you know, knock him out of the game. And, man, Matt Barnes came in. Thank God for Matt Barnes coming in like a gas can. And Padres exploded after that, and it was such a pleasant thing to see. You know, you feel bad for Joe giving up a run on no hits. You know, the walks continue to hurt these guys, but man, they did not let it snowball. They did not let it spiral. The offense came out and did their job, and I couldn't help think of I watched when Joe was finished up, and he walked into the dugout and he was high fiving everybody. Blake Snell turned around, gave him a big high five. You know, in Blake Snell's mind, he's like, Where was this last night? Can't we spread this S around a little bit, you know, over the last few games? And not the way the baseball works. Exploded yesterday. You know, after they scored all those runs, it was great.
Joe's outing was actually quite interesting. You mentioned the early run, but he had a no-hitter into the sixth inning.
That's right.
The run came on a couple of walks, an error, and a sacrifice fly. So an unearned run against Joe Musgrove. He only threw 80 pitches, though, and you wonder, well, why did they pull him? Obviously, he got into trouble in the sixth, got out of it with the home-to-first double play.
That was awesome.
Which was cool, and then the strikeout. So he escaped the one jam, but he said after the game, and it's interesting because Max Scherzer yesterday also complained about something similar to Major League Baseball.
I didn't hear this.
Yeah, so, you know, he came out, and Max wanted to throw one more warm-up pitch, and the umpire said, no, the clock... He had one left, you know, you get eight or whatever it is. And he'd only thrown seven, but the umpire said, no, clock's up.
Stupid.
You can't throw anymore. And Max is going, what are we doing here? Why are we so to the letter of the law on this? We have shortened games by almost 30 minutes. I can't throw
one more
pitch,
warm-up.
5 more seconds to make sure that I'm ready to go, my arm is ready to go. And Joe Musgrove had a similar complaint. So when the Padres scored their seven runs, biggest inning of the season for the Padres, after having a 5-run ninth, which had been the biggest inning on Tuesday.
Joe'd been sitting for about 40 minutes.
Joe sat forever. He said, I went and threw some of the heavy ball just to enduring the inning to try to keep my arm, but I didn't have enough time that I needed another throw or two. And the umpire says, no, you don't get any more. And Joe kind of had the same thing, like, what are we doing here? You know, what's more important, saving 10 seconds on a game or making sure that pitchers are ready to go and okay on the mound after sitting for 30 minutes, you know, not getting to throw a pitch. And I think that contributed to the fact that Bob Melvin decided not to throw him back out there. Plus, why use a guy? You get a huge lead. You give Drew Carlton and Tom Cosgrove some innings. By the way, those guys have thrown so well.
They've been great.
I'm not sure that they're mop-up guys anymore. You're going to probably use them more in higher leverage situations, considering Carlton has a 1.08 ERA, and Cosgrove has yet to give up a run. With the San Diego Padres.
Knock on wood, the great Tom Cosgrove, everybody.
But I don't know. I get that, you know, you know the umpires say, well, if I let you throw this pitch, I'm going to get written up by baseball. They're going to say, hey, you're not doing your job, so I can't let you do it.
There was, over the break, there was a Diamondbacks-Phillies game. And I don't know if you guys saw or heard this audio. It was John Kruk. Who's great. I mean, I love John Kruk, former Padre great John Kruk, Ben. He was so livid about they were in extra innings, and the Kimbrel was on the mound, and who's that? Josh Rojas was at the dish for the Diamondbacks. And the umpire was banging Kimbrel for getting into the stretch too early, and Rojas isn't ready, and Rojas is backing out. And then as soon as he gets in, Kimbrel's ready to go. And Kruk lost his mind. I mean, Kruk was full on saying, like, this isn't baseball. What are we doing? Yes, man. And I do feel that it does get a little goofy. Do you feel like, though, at the halfway point of the season or maybe after the season, they'll go, all right, there are times when we need to bend these rules. It shouldn't be so hard and fast.
I'd like to think so, but how did they get into the situation of 3-hour, 10-minute games in the first place?
By a bunch of...
They have rules.
There's rules.
They always had rules.
Yeah.
But once you don't enforce them and you say, yeah, we'll give you an extra pitch here, we'll give you an extra few seconds there, and the umpire's then discretion, you know, is in play, then it's inconsistent. Pitchers and batters don't know exactly what's going on from one day to the next, from one umpire to the next. And it's, you know, it'll start creeping back up.
This guy let me step out yesterday.
So I don't know how much, you know, flexibility you can really have if you want to keep games moving quickly.
I have less than zero problem with Bob Melvin pulling Joe Musgrove after 80 pitches, as he is still, you know, after what he's been through this season, trying to find his footing, his mechanics, everything else. No problem at all. You got a bullpen, you got a big lead.
Offensively, beyond Tatis, I know, you know, you see Gary Sanchez come in
and
have, you know, three impactful games right to start, at least offensively. I'm never going to go, this guy's saving the Padres season. But you see what happens. Padres got 6 hits in the bottom 4 of their order. He had 2 of them, another home run. The Padres needed, above all else, what did they need?
So
production
bad.
At the bottom of the order. And Gary Sanchez has at least temporarily given that to the Padres. It makes such a huge difference for this Padres lineup to get a little bit from the bottom of the order. They can withstand a Soto 0-for-3, 3-strikeout day and still score 10 runs when you get some production at the bottom of the order. It's crazy.
And you got production at the top from Fernando. A monster
One of those guys is going to have a decent game almost always.
Fernando doesn't drive in 4 runs without all those guys being on. Brandon Dixon, Ha-Sung Kim, all of those guys had a good day yesterday. So it was a really, really nice win. Well-pitched game. You know, clean-ish game for the San Diego Padres, and the offense, again, proving what they are capable of. You've got to keep the train rolling. That's been the biggest problem. And again, you're going to get Jameson Taillon tonight with his 8.04 ERA take his soul from his body within the first 3 innings.
All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. I have
no idea
what they've been working on.
Stay here.
Coming up next with Ben and Woods on 97.3
The Fan. Might be your favorite bit ever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.